Welcome. We are back with the POP podcast. This is a Christmas edition. I am Cedric Baggett, the normal host for the POP podcast. I'm here to say Merry Christmas to everyone listening. This is the Christmas 2020. I'm going to recap a little bit about this year and what we went through for 2020, because the year 2020 is about to end. It's Christmas time. We have a couple more days until the New Year's is over, and I can honestly tell you that 2020 has been one of the most serious roller coaster rides, up and down, in and out, everywhere you want to go. So let's get started now, shall we? 2020 started out to be one of the best years that is supposed to have been happening. You know, we had a lot of information, and we had a lot of things coming up, and we had a lot of things that we were going to be doing until COVID hit. And then when that happened, it just all went crazy. So I'm kind of jumping ahead of myself, but let's just get down to it. Around February was when COVID really started gaining some weight, and it started gaining traction, and people really thought that this is the end of humanity as we know it. But that really wasn't the case. So COVID was just one of those things that really took us above and beyond anything we ever could have thought. So I'm kind of trying to figure out, how did we get to this point? America itself just kind of went into a craziness of, why did this happen to us? What really happened? Why did COVID take over? The sadness of that is a lot of businesses went down. A lot of people were losing their homes. And that's not even the dark part of it. COVID itself, which is known as the coronavirus, which basically the CO is the corona. The V is like the virus, and the ID is like ID, like the COVID, and then the 19 was like the number of strand, and that's kind of what happened to it. And therefore, we have lost a lot of lives here in America, in the United States, to COVID, to the coronavirus. 2020 was also the year of the TikTok videos. It was a time for people to get out there to actually reach and connect with other people in social media, to really say, hey, this is a platform that you can use to reach other people, to give more information, to teach people things. Now, a lot of folks who are normally watching my live when I'm actually doing my podcast, I'm trying to get people to see and learn there are a bunch of things that you can do when you are on social media. Understand, social media is a very good tool to practice if you use it correctly. I get it. You're going to see people doing the whip and nay-nay, old dance. You're going to see people doing all kinds of different things on social media. But the one thing that you can always learn on social media is about other cultures. You can learn how to protect yourself. You can learn how to take care of yourself as far as health-wise, how to financially make yourself stronger. I became connected with, and I'm going to plug her really as far as professional wise, because she is definitely someone I would like to put it out there that is someone you need to connect with. Her name is Katie Chen Mazzara. She's one of the most amazing women that I have met online, because she is very informational. She's very inspirational. She is a life coach, a financial freedom coach. And the one thing that I have learned from that in social media is that I got connected to her through a group that helped me learn how to put myself in a better situation in my profession and how to learn more. So to cover that in a broad way for the listener right now, you as the amazing person that you are listening, watching, wherever you are, do not hesitate to go in and understand that using social media right now, especially in this COVID time in the year 2020, is very helpful. And even after 2020, you're probably listening to this. It's 2021 or it's 2022 that you're listening to this, because this podcast is forever. The information is out there. Please know that the information is out there. Social media is so much more than just videos and dancing. It's informational. Another thing that really happened big time in 2020 was the fact that this was probably one of the most important presidential elections that came to pass. It was more than just Donald Trump against Joe Biden. It was so serious to how Americans actually vote in the Democratic and Republican process, how democracy truly works. And it was heated. Like, it was a serious situation. Even though people went through COVID, they learned all different types of ways of how do you vote? Do you get to vote online? Do you actually have to vote through the mail system? Do you have to actually go to the polls to vote? Which was the same. And they still practice what we call, in the year 2020, social distancing. That was one of the greatest things that came about. You know, the whole social distancing thing was definitely very important. I'm glad that we had it. I'm glad that we took it really serious. I'm glad that a lot of people really followed through with their suits. People started mix matching their masks with their outfits. That became a thing. Again, plugging a lot of people. You know, there are a lot of folks who really stepped up their game. Another person I want to give a shout out to, an amazing woman. Her name is April. She's one of the most amazing artists I've known. She has masks that you can find. You can go find her as Black Regent. That is BLACKREGENT. She is an artist. She doesn't make masks, but she definitely makes the designs. And the woman is wonderful. I can honestly tell you she has been doing this for well over 30 years. It is who she is. It is her culture. She is one of the most amazing artists you can ever see. And in most cases, you know, I want you to go look at those people who you 100% support. Go support your friends and their businesses. If you have friends who have businesses, buy something. Buy a little small trinket. Buy anything that they sell, because you know what? We're all in this situation of trying our best to make these ends meet. To move forward with what happened in 2020, I will go more on the personal side of 2020. I started getting reconnected with some friends that I had that I hadn't seen in a while. To be honest with you, I'm going to go ahead and start saying it. It was Christmas Day, and social distancing wise, you know, we were very socially careful. I did go to a Christmas party that was less than 10 people. It was definitely under 10 people, there's no doubt. And the one friend that I was super excited to see, her name was Brandy. She was amazing. She was wonderful. Oh my goodness. She gave me so much life. I'm so glad that I got to see her again. She is one of those amazing women that when you see a friend who you haven't seen in so long, and that person just makes you genuinely happy and you're excited that they are alive and that they're able to live the life that they need and the life that they're striving for, that is a good thing. And I'm so happy for her. I'm proud of her. She is an amazing person. It was my friend Megan. Her family normally gets together. They do this big rotating thing. It's always great. And they're always very supportive. They're kind of small, I'll say. And I appreciate that, you know. So for me personally, 2020 has actually been pretty decent. I have caught up with old friends. I have had some recent friends who I haven't seen in a year's time who we've caught up one-on-one. We've done a lot of Zooms. We've done there's been a lot of video chatting in the year 2020 that people really started reconnecting with each other as friends and family and even coworkers who have become more. And it has been very good in that process because we've always needed that. We've always needed to find ways to reconnect with each other and how to get in connections with old family members, old friends who you haven't seen over the years. And it's great. I even talked about the potential of having a veterans podcast in the near future with a friend. My good man, Chaz, he's a guy who I had an internship with, and I still kind of got the idea in my head. I'm glad that he brought it to fruition, actually, and I'm still working on a couple of things to make it happen I'm going to do my best to make it happen. And I'm just glad that, you know, he came up with the idea. I'm just basically putting a lot of things together. How can you say rake leaves in your front yard when the tree drops all of its seeds. Basically, leaves are trees. They're seeds from trees. Anyway, I'm not that kind of green thumb, so I really couldn't tell you. But the one thing I can honestly say is 2020 itself has been a year of strong reflection of all of us. And for me, I got to work more in my job, in my career, hours-based wise, and that was good. But at the same time, it hurt me a little bit. I'm going to get personal with this for the sheer fact that I took the positive of it out of that aspect, that I earned some more money. I got more time in my craft. I learned a lot more being the board operator that I am for the radio station that I work at. That it helps me move forward. It helps me learn so much more moving forward in my career. And I'm grateful for that. I'm very thankful for that. And it has also taught me that it is time to always move on in your life, in your career, to move forward. If you feel like you're stuck in something, you have to get unstuck sometimes. And that's just life. You know, this is a Christmas special. And I'm not talking down on it. It's just a recap of the year 2020, especially for me. For me, 2020 has been a very decent year. It's been a very good year, and I appreciate that for that much. With the year 2020 kind of winding down, the numbers for COVID went up. We lost a lot of people. The one that kind of got me this year was the passing of my grandmother, and it wasn't a horrible way, but she was 97 years old. She passed away pre her birthday to being 98, which is okay because she lived a long, full life. I love her. She loved us. I'm glad that she lived as long as she did. She was a blessed woman. She was very loved. And the good thing about that is I got to know a lot more about her before she passed. And the good thing has been that I got that time. And now at this point in time, you know, we're just kind of going through the phases of closing the 2020 out. You know, it's me and my cousin. We're trying to take care of the house as best as possible. And the whole deal of just going through the COVID restrictions and so on and so forth, it's been good. The one thing I can honestly say that I didn't like about COVID-19 is the fact that it did put a damper on me wanting to do more with my children futuristically and getting to see them more within this year, trying to do better as a father, trying to become a better father, to put more time. So therefore it hurt me that I didn't put more effort into being able to go see them, because COVID kind of stopped that. And it's not to say that in the past that it was something that I could have done. It's just that right now COVID has put it in my heart to say, you know what, this has been a challenging year for me and so many others who are in the same situation. And I have made do by, again, you know, social media, using social media to reach out to wish those birthdays and this Merry Christmas and to say all of these holiday terms and themes that we do. Because I love my children more than anything in the world. COVID has put a damper on me traveling to go see them that sense. So that's just that part of life. With that to say, we are up to the Christmas time, and this holiday has been a very eye-opening holiday, as any other holiday can be. Some people deal with depression during these holidays because they do miss family. They don't have certain families to go to. Some families are broken. Some families have lost parents. Some have lost friends that they truly love. And we've gone through those situations wishing that we could have done better. Wish we could have been in their life, wishing we could have done so much more. So here we are. And I just want to say, I am proud of you for sticking in there. I am proud of you for not giving up. I am proud of you for staying as strong as you became. because in all honesty, a lot of us could not be here. A lot of us weren't here. We have lost a lot of family members and loved ones due to COVID or just through COVID. And I want you to know that you are strong enough to continue to keep moving forward, to keep doing what you do. On a positive note for the POP podcast, I want to let you know that you are valued. You are loved. You are appreciated. Every day that you wake up, find something positive to fulfill your day. Push forward with whatever it is that you feel stops you, and you find a way to move around it. You find a way to move through it. You find a way to get over it. And it's hard to do, but it's not impossible to do. Find it in your heart to keep moving forward. No matter what obstacle hits you, if you are not a survivor, now is the time to learn how to survive, because it is what we need to do. Self-explanatory, right? To survive. So, Merry Christmas to everyone. Again, thank you for listening to the POP podcast. I'm so glad that you all came too. I'm very grateful for all of you people out there listening, to all my listeners, for everyone who encourages me to do this every day. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to bring some information to you just to close it out. Again, this has been the POP podcast. Thank you. Always remember to stay positive. Always remember to stay encouraged. Never lose sight of your dreams and your goals and aspirations, and always try to achieve them as best as possible. Until I hear from you and you hear from me the next time, stay positive, stay happy, stay encouraged, stay motivated. We're going to catch up with you in the near future. Peace out, Cub Scout.